are speaking with a 1999 Aledo High School graduate, April Robinson Duff, and she's going to tell us a little bit about Cornelia de Lange syndrome. It's a rare disorder that impacts children, and she's directly impacted by this with her three-year-old son, Chase. So why don't you tell our listening audience a little bit about this rare disorder and then kind of how your son and your family is dealing with it. So take it away.
Sure. So Cornelia de Lange syndrome, or CDLS, is a congenital syndrome, meaning it's present at birth. It can cause a wide variety of physical changes, cognitive and development disabilities, and it affects about 1 in 10,000 first every year. So that is kind of what CDLS is. It's a pretty unknown syndrome. When Chase was born, the doctors at the hospital, nobody had heard of it, even when he had a diagnosis. Very few people had heard of it. So in 1981, the CDLS Foundation came to be, and that's a nonprofit organization. And it's really the only organization in the country devoted to this syndrome. So we're trying to raise awareness so other parents can have the help that they need for any children that are diagnosed.
And just tell us a little bit about how your son is handling all this in regards to his diagnosis.
Yes. So Chase handles it very well. Chase is a very, very happy baby. He's three, but yes, he's still our baby. With Chase, you know, I had a very typical uneventful pregnancy until they realized that he was growing small. So when it came full term, Chase was born, but he was only 4 pounds, 2 ounces. So they kind of started to look into why is he small, why does he have some of other features that they had noticed. And he ended up spending 35 days in the NICU. And we were very, very fortunate that they brought in a geneticist from an outside hospital. That when she did her studies, when she first got into her career, she studied under somebody who focused on CDLS, which is very, very uncommon. But since Chase's birth, he has a wonderful primary physician that follows us, as well as 13 specialists that he sees. He's had about 20 hospitalizations in his short 3 years, with about 8 surgeries. So through it, Chase does really great. He fusses for a bit, and then he's happy and smiling again. So the biggest people that it really affects is the caregivers, especially when I remember his first ambulance ride, they're trying to ask me, what's his syndrome? Can you spell it? You know, tell me something about it. And I'm freaking out. So the more awareness that we can bring and give to the medical community and just the community in general, it helps to support the parents to learn more about it and share that with everybody.